Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled higher amid persistent optimism around the US-China trade negotiations, albeit the benchmark indices settled off their session highs. The Dow was up 118 points or 0.5%, broader S&P 500 added 0.3%, while the Nasdaq eked out a 0.1% gain, but failed to hold above 7,431.5 points, which would have marked the technology-centric indices' exit from bear market territory. The South China Morning Post reported on Wednesday that Chinese President Xi will meet the US delegates on Friday as both sides try to strike a deal. President Trump earlier said that he could be tempted to push back the 1 March deadline for reaching a trade agreement with China if the two sides were to close a deal. In US corporate earnings, Cisco Systems Inc. rose 2.8% in extended trading after the network giant's quarterly results topped Wall Street estimates and the company lifted their dividends 6%. Cisco also increased their share buyback program by US$15 billion. In US economic data, consumer price inflation was unchanged for a third straight month in January, leading to the smallest annual increase, 1.6%, in inflation in more than 1.5 years. Core inflation rose 0.2% month on month to leave the annualised rate at 2.2% for a third month in a row. Europe's main markets posted modest gains, Germany's DAX gaining 0.4%, France's CAC also up 0.4%. In broader stock moves, ABN AMRO fell 7.7% after the investment bank reported a disappointing result. In economic data, Eurozone industrial production fell 0.9% month on month in December to mark a 4.2% decline year on year. Heavyweight mining and energy stocks lifted London's FTSE 100 index up 0.8%, with BHP Billiton rising 2.4%. In economic data, consumer price inflation rose at an annual 1.8% in January, following a 2.1% increase in December, dropping below the Bank of England's 2% target for the first time in 2 years. The base metals complex was mixed. Copper added 0.3% to 278.5 a pound to log its first advance in 5 sessions. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 0.2%, while nickel was largely unchanged and zinc fell 0.3%. Some analysts have noted that flooding in North Queensland is set to disrupt the rail delivery of zinc exports to the port of Townsville, with the line likely to be out of action for a month. Townsville Port ships approximately 40% of Australia's zinc production, equal to about 700,000 tonnes a year, or 5% of global supply. A further slip on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract easing 33 cents to 87.22 a metric tonne. Lower grade 58% fines fell 0.2%. Gold futures edged $1.10 higher to $1,315.10 an ounce. Oil prices were also higher, WTI up 80 cents or 1.5% to $53.90 a barrel, and Brent gaining $1.19 to $63.61 a barrel. The latest official weekly inventory data from the Energy Information Administration showed that US crude stockpiles rose for a fourth consecutive week to their highest level since November 2017, as refiners cut runs to the lowest since October 2017. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 2.2 basis points to 2.705%, and the Aussie dollar is buying around 70.89 US cents. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand yesterday left interest rates on hold as expected, but lowered its gross domestic product growth and inflation forecasts. China trade data is the headline act on the economic calendar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.